Welcome to the Murphy, Sam and Jody After the Show podcast.
Work life is a whole new life for younger people who are just having their first two and three jobs. And I say that because of, well, we've all been there. The first, you learn so much more. We've talked about this before. You learn so much more than just what you think you're going to learn in a job. And that is just the real lifeness of it.
You mean that first job that you get when you transition or like when you're moving out of the house?
Or whatever it may be, whichever, you know, early on in your life. Mm-hmm. And I say this because we tried this week like crazy to have a family lunch or family dinner for Murphy's birthday with our girls, Taylor and Phoebe. And because of their work schedules and just life, we could not make it happen. It was planned for lunch, and then it was rearranged for lunch, and then it was canceled for lunch, and then we planned it for dinner, and it was going to happen, and then Taylor got held late at work, and she was way upset about it.
Yeah.
But, and then so we had dinner with Phoebe, and then Phoebe had to leave for a friend thing, and it was just me and Murphy. Then we go home, and Taylor comes by just because she wants to see him on his birthday.
Yeah.
So it worked out, but it's that balance and that, and that, you know, dance that you do with work. And I remember I said this to Taylor, and I know she knows it now, but it's like, it's okay. Sometimes work does come first. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. For me and your dad, work comes first all the time. You know,
there's
that we have to be here.
Conflicts you can't get out of.
Yeah, no matter what. And she was so upset when she hit the door for having missed the dinner. But what she ended up joining us for was the birthday cake.
Oh, good.
But it was just one of those things where when we were trying to plan it, I had that conversation with Phoebe. It's like, It's okay. You have a job. You know, you can't call your boss and say, well, I really want to have dinner with my dad. It's like, well, move your dinner.
Yeah. It's different. It's not a family emergency. It's just, right. You know, it's a birthday. Right. It's only the most important day of the year.
Okay.
I had a similar situation when I came out of college and went into the workforce, and I was hired at a radio station.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sam. And my mom, I graduated college. My brother graduated high school the same year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, big family vacation. We're going wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And she booked the air, booked the ticket, everything.
Oh, wow.
And then I get the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, look, boss, I know you just gave me this job.
However.
3 days into it, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take off for a week.
And that didn't
I don't think so.
Right.
So my brother brought a friend, and that friend took
my place.
Well,
at least you could do that, because I think now if you book airfare in someone's name, it cannot be transferred.
But that was a lesson in, no, you're working now.
That work does sometimes come first. And I was, even though it's been stressful for them and frustrating for them, I've seen both of them, our girls, Murphy, struggle with their work schedules this summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Yeah.
That is going to be your life for the rest of your life. And you don't want to be that parent going, well, this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Why do you have kids? What are you trying to manage?
Where do you have a mortgage?
No, you don't want to say those sort of things. But it's just another, I'm watching them experience another, you know, part of growing up. And that is things not going according to plan and you having to roll with that.
Well, especially when it is a part-time job, you know, which is what Phoebe has. Taylor has a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And but Phoebe has part-time, which those hours, I mean, I remember that the flexibility, it's just part of when you go in. If you're available on a part-time basis, you're almost on call.
Yeah,
you know, and so you, wherever you're scheduled to go work is where you're going to work. And I remember that extremely well. There were a number of times that happened to me where I couldn't get out of it, because the whole point of having the part-time job and committing to the employer is that you're available for work, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you're not available for work, right?
Phoebe also is learning something else that I think is lovely. She's working at a restaurant, and when she comes home after she's had a long shift, she'll tell us little stories. And this is she's the youngest and she's the newest there on the wait staff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that, oh, I love the bartender. You know, his name is Justin. And she said, he makes me feel calm. Like when she's feeling stressed and he can tell, she'll walk up and ask for, whenever, I need this drink for that table. And he'll be like, okay, are you okay? How are you doing? And I'm so grateful for that. And she is too.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are other people that she doesn't know where she fits with them. And she doesn't know how she gels. That's also a part of it, because everybody at work is not going to be your best friend. Some people might be and some people might not be. And it's just wonderful to watch them experience all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all a part of it. Every single difficult thing they go through right now this summer in these jobs will make them better.
Absolutely.
For the next job, the next class, whatever it may be. You know, another interesting thing that Phoebe told us she's learning about waiting tables. She got a job at a restaurant that's a little bit, she was working waiting tables at a brunch place and she liked that. But she wanted to try something that was a little higher dollar. Mm-hmm. Therefore, her gratuity is higher. Her tip is higher. And we thought, okay, that's good. That's smart, Phoebe. Let's do it. And she's learning that she said, man, it's interesting how wonderful the upsell is. She's supposed to say, would you guys like dessert?
Yeah.
Would you like to see a drink menu? We have a new thing on the appetizer menu. She says it's pretty easy to do.
Wow.
Because the stuff is really good. And she goes, it makes the bill higher, which makes my tips higher.
I'm glad you said that because I've always wondered whenever they hit you with the specials or the upsell, how often that really works. It's
she
amazing.
Says it works where she's working.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, I can see most of the time, you know, if there's a topping on something or a,
right.
It, yeah, right. Exactly.
Upsell.
Yeah, exactly. It works probably most of the time.
Yeah.
The only thing I guess you're not going to be, it's the dessert question. How full are you if you're too full for dessert? But see, I'm a sucker for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so chances are if somebody suggests dessert,
oh,
if I'm not like over the top.
His eyes light up.
Yeah.
But Phoebe also noted this. She's like, at this restaurant, and this is true for anyone, any restaurant, she says, A friend of mine who's working will walk by with a pretty drink on the tray and my customer will ask me, what's that drink? So the upsell is happening sometimes even when she's not talking to them about it.
Oh, yeah.
If they see the dessert tray go to the next table, what's that? We've all done that as customers.
Oh, yeah. You've seen that plate of seafood that's stacked high. And,
right.
What is that? Give me one.
My other favorite lesson she's learned is the whole you can't leave until your last table leaves. And if they're just sitting there visiting... And, you know, you still can't leave until they leave. And her boss told her the other night, I know you're here a long time. I'm sorry about that. This is what game nights are like because football season's coming.
Oh.
And there will be nights where she's there much longer than she wants to be.
Yeah. Has she had any of the come in 10 minutes before they close tables?
I don't know. I haven't been taught. She hasn't told us about that.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I guess if you know to anticipate it, that is what it is. And, you know, that to me comes down to how the restaurant is being managed. If you've prepped your people for that,
sure.
You know, then they're going to, for example, Jody and I went and ate at a restaurant with, you know, Brett and Jody, the other friends, you know, the other night. And we had actually stopped. I don't remember why we left. We'd already eaten dinner.
We left because we were getting eaten alive by bugs.
Oh, that's right. We were outside. And so we went someplace just to get dessert. But this restaurant actually has, you know, full blown menu, and I think they were about maybe 45 minutes from closing when we walked in, and
they did not want to see us. No, I'm joking.
Actually, the point is they were. It's amazing to me how awesome they were because there were only two other couples, and
right.
by the time we were midway through dessert, coffee, and all that stuff, I think we were the only ones left.
Oh, were we?
Yeah, I think we were the last table. But every single person that, you know, walked up was just...
They treated us great.
They were kind. And, you know, then that's a sign to me of a great manager, right? Exactly. That it's
right. It doesn't matter what time. They're still our customer.
Right.
Yeah. And the lessons that Taylor is... What she's learning this summer, it's very different. It's nothing I've ever known, is that she's working at her apartment complex. She's leasing, but right now everybody's about to be moving in and they're at capacity. So she couldn't get home because she was so busy. She missed Murphy's birthday dinner, but made it for you know, cake at the house after because they were a little bit short-staffed and she had to inspect 100 apartments that day.
Slammed.
Some of them in the heat with no AC working. You know, she has to write reports about this one needs the bathroom cleaning, and this one has a hole in the wall, and this one looks good. And it's so much more than she ever knew. And that's also invaluable experience.
Yeah.
Whether she ever is a leasing agent again or, you know, not. And the good takeaway, we were talking about it. I said, so, you know, what did you do on your break? She says, yes, I got a 45-minute break today. I said, what did you do? She said, I went to my apartment and laid down. Because she just walks to her apartment.
Oh, yeah.
She's working where she lives.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, interesting. And I've loved them learning these lessons just outside of our walls, Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning and we're knowing about it, but we're not the ones laying down the lessons. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's real life.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.